Hi, guys. My name is Lissa, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in constant recovery for pride, control, and fear. Hey. If I had given this testimony a few years ago, you would have heard how my sin patterns developed in reaction to growing up in a home with drug addiction and dysfunctional family dynamics. I believed my wounds to be inescapable consequences of others' sins. It was so easy for me to focus on the outward sins of others. I felt comfortable presenting others' unrighteousness to Christ instead of my own. However, I sit before you today, ready to tell you how God has rescued me from a life of pride, self-protection, and a deep misunderstanding of God's character. My story begins, continues, and ends with control. Since I was a child, I learned to speak up for myself loudly. When I would feel forgotten or overlooked, I voiced my dissent critically and condemned my parents and those around me. I yearned for control. Since I felt ignored at home, overshadowed by both of my siblings, I turned to friendships to give me worth. I had several friends in high school that struggled with suicidal thoughts, and I thought I could save them. I poured myself into many unhealthy friendships. I thought if I could choose my poison, there was nobility or romance to my pain. Nope. It just gutted me further and fed into a very twisted savior complex. It was truly a shock to me as I discovered an element of codependency in step 4, inventory. Me? Codependent? No. I was independent. But I learned that anything that gave me value outside of God was a crutch, an idol that I could temporarily use to substitute my lack of relationship with my Savior. The broken friends I chose comforted me, as I knew I was deeply broken, but it gave me a sense of control and pride in how dedicated I became to them, and it fed my self-righteousness. This pattern would continue on into college and in my relationship with my now fiancé. As I left my parents' home for the first time, a combination of fear and control led me to stop speaking to my parents for my freshman year of college. I was brokenhearted by the decisions that had been made in my home. And in an attempt to avoid and mitigate my pain, I shunned the people who loved me the most, and I caused immense pain. As I began Regen in December of 2015, my life was at an all-time low. My parents' recent divorce had leveled me, and as I made my way through groundwork, I broke up with my boyfriend at the time. I could no longer control and hide my broken, ugly spirit. Immediately after I ended that relationship, I went home and randomly opened my Bible to Hosea 2. If you haven't read it, I really encourage you to read it. It's a story about how God draws out Israel to remind them of his goodness. Hosea 2, 19 through 20 says, "I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and in justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord." I knew that the Lord had drawn me from a place of comfortable sin to bring me to him. It was awesome and terrifying. As I began the steps, the Lord's mercy was evident. He wrestled me down from so much pride and fear. He captivated my thoughts and desires. I thought I wasn't going to make it through step 3, trust. When I verbalized this to one of my leaders, she said, "God can do a lot with a willing heart." I decided to try out trusting the Lord. On Easter, at the beginning of step 4, inventory, we had a family crisis that jolted my world. I spent a long weekend weeping, and for potentially the first time, crying out to God and trusting him with my heartache. I could no longer pretend that I was in control, and I finally accepted that fear had been ruling my life. When I showed up to Regen the next day, another woman in my close group shared with me that her family experienced an eerily similar family crisis days before on Good Friday. As difficult as it was, I knew God was comforting me in my pain. He was using every circumstance I had attempted to control in my upbringing to let me know that he is in control. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." I was still experiencing pride, fear, and control, but God was cloaking me in humility, whether I wanted it or not. He called me to be patient, gentle, and kind, three words that I would not have used to describe myself at any point before Regen. Spoiler alert, I made it through regeneration, and I'm still a deeply imperfect person. They'll even let you lead as an imperfect person. However, here's what I can say. My struggle with pride, control, and fear now find submission at the cross. I trust the Lord with my relationships, and particularly I've found peace in submitting my family and those wounded around me to the Lord. I have relationships that are more meaningful with my parents and siblings, praise God, than ever before. That boyfriend I broke up with at the beginning of Regen, it turns out that God was working on his heart too. He pursued me selflessly, respectfully, and that man is now my precious fiance. We're getting married in 6 weeks. If you could see a side-by-side comparison of our relationship without God versus with God at the center of our relationship, it could be the world's best advertisement for a Jesus-focused dating relationship. Her conflict is miles apart from where it was, and we both work very hard to own our failures and ask for forgiveness. I have healthy relationships with community and friends, and I feel like God often reveals to me how he's working in those relationships. When I trusted the Lord with reconciliation, I never imagined that he would restore my relationships to the state that they're in today. All that time I spent grasping for control and exhausting myself, the Lord was letting me spin myself out so that I could get out of the way and he could show me what true goodness and restoration looked like. Perhaps if I had stopped shaking my fist at God a bit sooner, I could have seen how faithful he has been throughout my whole life. I hope you won't hear my testimony and think, oh yeah, I'll go through Regen, find myself a nice spouse, let's throw in some healing and call it a day. The sanctification or the process of being made holy was incredibly painful and humbling. By the end of the process, I had a real relationship with Christ, and I feel like I understood his character for the first time in my life after calling myself a believer for 24 years. I did not win because I got a fiance and some solid friendships out of the process. I won because I found peace and joy in Christ. Hi, my name is Alyssa. I have a new life in Christ. I'm in recovery for pride, control, and fear. And this is what I now know. Regardless of my family dynamics or whatever dysfunction I had experienced in my formative years, my nature, my idols, and my flesh will always want me to distrust God and grasp for control. I will never arrive in freedom from my flesh until I hit the other side of eternity. But until that day, I can confidently say that God is working with me, in me, loving me patiently and with an excellent sense of humor, and giving me the strength to continue this process called sanctification. The story you heard is 100% the work of Christ, and I have very little to do with the healing that I experienced. All I had to do was try and trust the Lord. Thanks.